Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy,
that's the Who bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy, one of the classics of all time. That song, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Maysacker, the author of The Business of Belief, among others. He's a very prolific author and writer and outstanding thinker. We rely on his mind around here for a lot of important things. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Acleareye.com, is that the website?
Oh, yeah, or you can go to thebusinessofbelief.com.
Oh, okay. All right, good. The book's got its own website. I like that. So, and the book's available wherever books are sold, but if they go, of course, if they go to acleareye.com, they can see all your books, right?
Yep, they're all there. Yep.
So check it out.
Amazon's probably the best place to get the book right now.
There you go. A-S-A-C-K-E-R, Acecker. Tom, we've been talking about belief. We talked in the previous segment about focus and how getting so comfortable with what we once focused on can become a problem. Talk to us now about the impact that choices have on the business of belief.
Well, look, business in general is nothing more than choice. Right? I mean, if you want to succeed in the market, you have to influence someone's choice. They are either buying from you right now, or you want them to leave what they're doing and come buy from you, choose you. So you have to understand how people choose, how people make decisions. And I'll tell you, Jim, a lot of the things that we hear in the marketplace, I don't know where the information is coming from, but a lot of it is just... I don't know how to describe it. I don't want to say it's made up, but it's just information that we've come to believe without really substantiating the information. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a perfect example.
Are you saying we're lazy, Tom?
Yeah.
Are you saying we've gotten lazy?
No, we haven't gotten lazy.
We've been lazy.
Here's the deal: the human brain. We're cognitive. The psychologists call us cognitive misers, mm-hmm. which means that our brains in general use a lot of energy, so we don't like to use it, right? We like to make decisions with our intuitions and mm-hmm. our guts. We don't like to sit and think through things.
Yeah, study and
yeah, it's just the nature. It's the nature of how the human mind works. So mm-hmm. we make a lot of decisions impulsively. We rationalize those decisions. Now, the other thing that we do is that we take information that we hear, and we accept it. If we hear it enough times, we start accepting information. One of the things that I've found interesting, that I cannot find data to support, frankly, is that people buy what their friends buy. How many times have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
All the time. So I start thinking about this, and I said, okay, I'm going to ask my friends. Hey, listen, what kind of detergent do you buy? They don't buy the same as me. Mm-hmm. You know, I just throw out everything. What type of running shoes do you buy? They don't buy the same as me. Where does this information come from? It's pocket wisdom. It's something that's just floating around out there that we make decisions on.
Well, I will say this though, Tom, you are not like everybody else. You know that, right? I mean, I don't know if maybe I'm revealing something, but you're not a regular guy. You're not like
everybody. Yeah, I know. My wife tells me.
Well, that you have that kind of mind. And so my point is, a lot of other people are influenced by their neighbors or by their friends because it comes back to what you said. They're too lazy to make a decision on their own. They're too lazy to do their own homework. I mean, you'd be amazed how many people call me or come to me or whatever and say, you know, what do you know about this? What do you know about that? And I tell them what I know if I do, and they'll take that and go do something with it, and that saves them by, you know, a 30-second conversation with me prevents them from having to do their own homework.
Oh no, I agree with you there, Jim. There are many cases where people don't want to do the homework. They don't want to take time. Yeah, but not for impulsive purchases, right? Not for something that they're comfortable with, for something that they might be worried about, you know?
Right.
Maybe I'll ask Jim, is this the right software for me mm-hmm. to use? Is this the right business decision to make? You know, because you're an expert on these things, they'll ask you, because they're not. But when it comes to shopping, Mm-hmm. Right? When it comes to, you know, what type of soap should I buy?
Right.
You're not going to ask, call an expert and say, what soap should I buy?
So how does that impact the belief that we're trying to accomplish with our customers and our businesses?
You need to do exactly what they're doing, which is walk in their shoes, metaphorically. Say to yourself, okay, I'm a lawyer. Let me think about how people choose lawyers. Let me go out and study. What do they do? What is the need? When does the need for a lawyer pop into their mind? When it does pop into their mind, what is the next step? What are the media that they're looking at? Are they going online? Are they looking at magazines? Are they talking to friends?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? So that you can understand that choice, that decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you understand the decision-making process, then you have the ability to influence that process. If you don't know it, how do you influence it? See, the packaged good marketers, the guys that sell products that are on store shelves,
mm-hmm.
they are expert at this. They know when people are looking at a shelf where their eyes go. They know what colors pop in their head. They know what words on packages.
Right.
Right? I mean, this
well,
is
so what you're talking about
this.
From a small business standpoint, folks, what Tom's talking about is you've got to get closer to your customers. You got to find out what's going on in their heads. You got to find out how they're making the choices that they're making, and especially if they're not choosing you. ACLEAREYE.com, also the businessofbelief.com, both of those are books Tom has written. Tom Asacker, thanks for being here. As always, good job. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.